My guest will teach you how to biblically ascend up to and descend from heaven at will. Want to know how? Hello, Sid Roth here with Patricia King. And her world, what is normal in her world, is seeing angels, miracles, visions, being transported in the spirit. But you know what, Patricia? That is normal in the Bible.
Exactly.
And maybe, just maybe, the whole world has to be normal.
Amen.
Now, Patricia, your new book, Accessing the Riches of Heaven. When I hear riches, I think about money.
Right.
I think about, oh, it's How to Become a Millionaire, your book. But you said, that's not what you mean by riches.
It's actually far from it, even though God doesn't mind, you know, giving people money. It's just basically paper. Earthly currency is very fickle. It's actually, it'll go up in value one day, down the next, be worthless the next. We cannot put our trust in it, but heavenly riches is way beyond anything that is in this world, any monetary value that we can put on things. It includes provision, of course, and God wants us to have an abundance of provision for our lives to perform His will. But it's about, like, the riches of His wisdom, the riches of His health, His strength, His vitality, His revelation, His goodness, you know, His presence. And it's so much more, but it's all available to us. That when Jesus died on the cross, He actually gave us all that He is and all that He has was made available to us. And so when we explore the riches in heaven, because God says, I want you to live on earth. I want you to experience on earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. So when we explore what He has for us in the heavenly places, knowing that we can operate in these things in the earth through a faith connection, it just changes your world. And I love the book because it goes into so many aspects, not only of what riches are, but how to access them.
The true riches. Give me a good example, that little crippled girl in Africa.
Yeah, I love this story because we were in Africa staying at a mission home, and a father brought his little girl in his arms, carrying her. And she was, I would say, about 4 or 5 years of age. So she was weighty. He carries her, and she had never walked. He said she's never walked. And I looked at her legs, and they were all twisted. And she had never been able to walk because she was born like that. And I'm going to be honest with you, I struggled to have the faith to see them straight, but he was just so desperate for his little girl. But one thing I did know, I knew that God could do it. I just wasn't sure He could do it through me. And I laid hands on her, and I was just obedient to the word. It says, Lord, You say, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You're a miracle-working God. We need one now. And she started to wiggle. Honestly, I didn't think a miracle was even taking place yet. But the father started showing delight in his face. He put his little girl down, and all of a sudden, she's walking perfectly. It just felt so natural. And there she was. She was running around and walking, and her father was weeping. Now, to that family, no money value can be put on that miracle. That was true riches in heaven.
But you had the privilege of going to the treasury room in heaven.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago either. I was in a worship service, and the Lord took me into an encounter with Him, and I was at a doorway that was open, and I felt the invitation of the Lord to go in. The first thing, it came in three levels of revelation. The first thing I saw, like, the walls, the floor, the ceiling, was like see-through gold as far as you could see, pure, pure gold. You couldn't see an end to it, but I knew it was wall, ceiling, and floor. And I was amazed. I was standing there amazed in awe. And then I saw in the middle of the room a wooden chest. It was a rough wood that was saturated with, I believe it was blood because it was scarlet in color. And then these coins that emanated light, just filling it. And I knew in the spirit that I had access to that. And so I was in awe of that. But then Jesus was revealed in the vision. He was standing just behind the chest, a little bit to the side. And I looked at Him, and He was so radiant and so amazing that everything else I saw paled in comparison, even though it was, I was awestruck by every phase of it until Jesus came. And then I realized what God was showing me is that Jesus himself is the treasure, and you cannot compare anything to him. But when you have him, you have it all.
And if you don't have access to Jesus and you have everything, you have nothing. Amen. Patricia was making breakfast one morning, and suddenly an angel was in the kitchen with three prophetic scrolls about the future. You're making, I think you told me, scrambled eggs or something, and having breakfast, and you have some guests. Tell me about them.
Yeah, so, you know, this is really important, I think, Sid, because a lot of times believers think that you have to be in some kind of spiritual retreat or spiritual position to receive from God. But I was just cooking eggs. I was cooking breakfast for my house guests. And all of a sudden, I felt the presence of an angelic being behind me. And it made me stop what I was doing. And then I went to turn to see if I could actually see it in visionary form, which I didn't, by the way. But I did see in my spirit three scrolls, which I knew were three messages. And to my understanding, the angel delivered three messages from the Lord for my personal life and ministry at that time. And after it left, the presence of God lingered in the room. My guests came down. I told them what happened. The presence was still there. We ate our eggs, went on to a tent meeting that we were hosting at the time. I went into worship, and all of a sudden the presence came back again. And I went into what I call a word encounter. Maybe I could even describe it as going inside of a scroll. I don't know. But it was an unfolding of revelation by the Spirit of God of one scripture in the Bible. It was Genesis 26, verse 12 and 13, which is a story about Isaac sowing his seed. And as a result of that, it opened up into four realms of abundance. And so this revelation was coming to me. I was inside. I could feel the presence of the Lord all around me.
I feel the presence of the Lord
I
now.
I can too, also. And he showed me, he said, he wants his people to engage in all four realms of abundance because he came to give us abundance of life. Now, at that time, our ministry actually had a financial need. We were working on a project, and we were about $100,000 short of fulfilling the project, but we were believing God for it. I looked at the first part, and the first realm was the realm of increase on the seed that you sow. If you sow, you reap. And it said 100-fold in the same year. I only had 2 months left to the year, but I had this faith. It was like the Spirit of God said, I'm going to fulfill this need before the end of the year. And I just had this spirit of faith. I brought out my checkbook. I wrote a check. No one was taking an offering or anything like this. This was just the leading of the Spirit. I wrote out a check for $1,000, and I said, God, I'm sowing this in faith, and I'm going to believe for $100,000 to come in to meet this need. So I ran up, put it in the basket. Again, no one was taking an offering. I just did it, and I felt the joy of the Lord. Mm. And the Lord said, that seed is going to open up these four realms of abundance. So the first is that you receive 100 fold return. The second was that you would be blessed. The third is he became rich. And then the fourth was he became wealthy. And there's a difference between rich and wealth. Rich is your personal abundance. Wealth is the way you influence the world with what you have. And I thought, this is amazing. I was still just so full of faith. Well, in less than 3 weeks, the $100,000 need and more was met for that project that we were working on. And we got personally blessed. And it just continued to grow and grow and grow.
You teach that a lot of people don't understand that when they plant or sow, it must be intentional.
Right. Well, that's what Isaac did. I believe Isaac intentionally sowed that seed because obviously it wasn't the greatest land to sow in. They'd been in drought and famine. It was just like, but he knew the covenant that he had with God through his father Abraham. And so he intentionally sowed, believing for results. And I find faith is the key, Sid. Faith is the key. So when we get a word from God and we intentionally respond to that, knowing that I'm being obedient to your word, Lord, and I'm intentionally doing this, that then there's an expectation for what God said is going to happen.
That's the faith dimension.
Right. It is the faith dimension.
Now, understand, you lived in Mexico, mm-hmm. and you became very, very rich.
That's right. Well, a lot of times, Sid, people in our Western culture, they equate being rich with the world's monetary system or material things. But in the kingdom, it's so different than that. So there we were in Mexico, living in the slums of Mexico, and we were living in a very humble place. We were in one room. Our whole family was in one room in a little apartment that was maybe 600 square feet or so. And we had six other young guys living with us, one bathroom, a little kitchen area. And we were rich as could be. We had, of course, everything that we needed as far as shelter. We had a good sleep every night. We had transportation to get to where we were going.
You were really happy with one bathroom for all those people?
We had so much grace at the time, and grace makes you rich, I tell you.
Okay.
But every day, we were able to go out and see people, one to the Lord. We saw people healed from sickness every day, I'm sure. And I don't think I'm exaggerating on that in that season. We saw them delivered from demons. We saw supernatural provision come in. We were building homes for the poor. We were building orphanages, medical centers, furnishing them with supplies. We had an abundance. And you know, it was a good thing that we didn't have a great big house to look after, whatever, because
but
we wouldn't have had time for it anyways.
You felt so satisfied, so rich.
Yep. That's what rich is all about, when you're satisfied. Like, just think of it. You know, in our Western culture, we think we have to have everything bigger. In fact, people go into debt to get something mm-hmm. bigger because the world's expectation is that's what calls you rich, right? Or a greater car or a higher-end handbag or whatever it is. And they go ka-ching, 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 go into debt with it. That's not rich. That's bondage. But you can have a small place that you live in with everything paid for, no debt, everything that you need and more, no worries, free to serve God. I call that rich.
I do too. Did you know that you can ascend to and descend from heaven at will? And it's biblically true? Be right back.
Call now and get Patricia King's brand new book, Accessing the Riches of Heaven, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Heaven's Abundance Now, plus this Four Realms of Abundance reference card. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9661. Through Patricia King's brand new book, Accessing the Riches of Heaven, you will receive a new and divinely inspired set of guidelines for you to begin living in God's abundance. Through this book, you will receive supernatural keys to experiencing God's lavish provision. Understand that you don't have to wait until you get to heaven to begin experiencing God's blessings. Discover what impedes your access to God's supernatural provision. Understand how to access the riches of heaven by faith and through praise and worship. At the end of every chapter, there is a summary and questions to ponder to help you thoroughly absorb this revelation. Also included are powerful anointed prayers of declaration for you to pronounce over your life to help you access heaven and all that God has for you now. You will also receive Patricia's three-part audio CD teaching series, Heaven's Abundance Now. Through this series, she reveals what it means to access the riches in heaven, the kinds of riches that are in heaven, how to receive your spiritual inheritance, what is keeping you from accessing your heavenly abundance, how to conduct kingdom transactions, what it means to prosper as your soul prospers, keys to work in the miracle realm of abundance, and so much more. Patricia also prays over you to receive God's abundance, heavenly transactions, and a fresh encounter with the glory of God. Plus, you will receive this exclusive reference card, which you can keep in your Bible. It includes the revelation of the four realms of abundance and how to access all that God wants to give you. Don't miss out on getting Patricia King's brand new book, Accessing the Riches of Heaven, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Heaven's Abundance Now, plus this Four Realms of Abundance reference card. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9661. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9661 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
There are two kinds of heavenly encounters,
everyone knows about one kind. That's the sovereign one where someone's caught up into heaven. But very few understand about the second kind. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that sovereign one that happened to you.
Well, in 1994, it was January 1994, I was in Florida at a revival meeting, and I did not know, Sid, at that particular time, that you could actually access heaven when you were living in the earth. I didn't know it. But the Holy Spirit took me up into heaven in that meeting. And it was definitely sovereign. Sovereign, we mean it's under God's control. It's not like, you know, we didn't believe for it to happen or anything like that. And I was actually shocked. And all of heaven was laughing. There was such joy in heaven. And I struggled with that a little bit at the time because I thought, well, down on planet Earth, we've got a lot of issues that need to be looked after. We could use your help, but it looks like you're having a party up here or something, right? And so I was a little bit, you know, struggling with it. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, we don't have any anxiety here. There's nothing that we are concerned about because the victory is already secured and we live from that position. And we want you to live from that position in the earth. And so it was a real testimony to me. And I gleaned a lot out of it. I had some other visions within that encounter and that. But when I came out, I wanted more of those sovereign encounters. So I kept crying out, oh, God, take me back, take me back. And I was waiting for God to sovereignly pick me up again and take me into heaven. And it didn't happen.
And then you bumped into a mutual friend of ours, a prophet that is now in heaven. His name was Bob Jones. And it changed her whole paradigm about ascending or descending with heaven.
Explain. So that was 6 years later, and I've been praying for another encounter this whole time, and I was picking up Bob Jones from the airport, first time I met him, but I'd heard a lot about him and about his spiritual encounters. And so when I picked him up, we were in the car going back to his hotel, and I told him about my 1994 encounter, and he says, yep, I have those every day. They're my raptures. He called them his raptures, right? And I said, you have these every day? I would love to have these every day. He says, well, you can have them every day. And I said, well, would you pray for me? He said, yep, but not now. So I thought, oh, Lord, this is going to be amazing. So the next day, we're in the lunchroom at the conference. And he says, well, do you want to go? And I said,
you mean like right now?
Yeah, you mean like right now? He says, yep. He said, it says in the Bible, in Ephesians 2, that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ, and Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. So he said, you're already there.
You're already there.
Why are you asking for something that you already have? And it was like, what? I don't feel like I'm already there. And he said, it's got nothing about feeling. It's about following the Spirit, right? And also, in Hebrews, it says that we're to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to receive grace in time of need.
Well, the throne's in heaven.
Of course, it's Jesus' throne, right?
Yeah.
And so how are we supposed to obey that commandment if we don't have access, right? And then also there's scriptures in Hebrews 9 and Hebrews 10 about how the blood gives us access into that place, right? It's just so awesome. So he stood me up, Bob Jones stood me up in the lunchroom that day after giving a little bit of explanation. He said, I'm going to pray, but he said, just follow the Holy Spirit. Close your eyes and whatever he shows you, just, you know, follow. So he takes my hand and he says, okay, Lord, we're going to ascend up, 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 something like that. And I thought, oh, this is different. You know, I was expecting it to be like it was back in 1994. And he says, what are you seeing? And I thought, I'm not seeing anything, just my eyelids, right? I'm not seeing anything. But what I did experience was kind of a flickering. It was like a flickering of light just in my eyelids. But I thought in my mind, oh, that's just the window bank, bank of windows at the side of the room, and maybe the light's flashing forth. Mm-hmm. But then Bob Jones said, so you're seeing the flickering flame, are you? And I thought, oh my gosh, it is kind of like a flame. And I got to thinking about that. I thought, well, man, he's seeing inside of my eyes. This is weird. This is strange. And then as I was focusing on that, trying to grasp a hold of it, I saw myself in this, in my mind's eye, become a flame. And he says, ah, so you've become the flame now. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is a bit freaky. You know, he's seeing inside
my eyes. He knows everything.
So he says, now you're going to ascend. I thought, descend? I haven't even ascended yet. This is nothing like what I first experienced. That's what I'm thinking in my mind. He says, what I want you to do is ask the Holy Spirit to show you what you're going to bring down out of this heavenly encounter. And I thought, well, whatever. I don't even think I'm in a heavenly encounter. But all of a sudden, I get in my mind's eye a very vivid picture of snow-capped mountains with evergreen trees and eagles flying. And he said, what do you see? And I said, I see snow-capped mountains and eagles. And he says, yep, I had that vision back in 1984. It's the emergence of the prophets in the Pacific Northwest. And I thought, well, that's cool that you have this vision. But I didn't think much of it. We finished the encounter and... I definitely didn't think I'd been to heaven until 6 months later, Stacy Campbell, and she's a prophetess, and she actually had a similar encounter the next day without knowing what I had encountered. But she asked me if I could help her set up a Canadian Council of Prophets that Peter Wagner had assigned her to do. And Canada, to that point, had never had a Council of Prophets, never. They never had it. And in fact, the prophets weren't even really identified.
That's the Pacific Northwest.
Exactly. We were in Kelowna, British Columbia, which was the Pacific Northwest. So I go to the airport that day to pick up the prophets, and it's snowing. And in Kelowna, it's a valley. There's mountains all around it, and there's snow-capped mountains. And I was going to pick up the prophets. And in the Bible, the eagles are the symbol of the prophets. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, snow-capped mountains and eagles, this day is it fulfilled what you downloaded out of heaven that day. And until that moment, I didn't think I downloaded anything out of heaven. But it has been very significant because to this day, and this is many years later, this council is growing in Canada, and Canada has never since that day been without a prophetic council. And the Lord said it was downloaded out of heaven.
Will you look in the camera and teach our audience
Absolutely.
How to do that?
I would love to do that. Okay, first of all, there's two things I want to give you as a foundation. One of them is the Word and the other is the Spirit. So we never do anything outside of the Word. We stand on the Word and we test everything with the Word, and then we follow Holy Spirit. So first of all, the Word says that you are in heaven. And so you need to believe that. It's all a faith connection. And secondly, the Spirit of God is leading and guiding you into all truth. We never want to lead ourselves. We never want to be presumptuous. We follow Him. So this is how I do it. Why don't you do it along with me? I say, Holy Spirit,
I believe
that you're here.
I believe that you're here.
And that you're in me.
And that you're in me.
And that you are going to lead and guide me into the heavenly places right now.
And that you're going to lead and guide me into the heavenly places right now.
And then I wait on Him. And I enjoy His presence, and then I begin to meditate on the fact that I am in the heavenly places according to the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. I stand boldly before your throne because your Word tells me I'm to come, so I come. And right now, I'm just following the leading of the Holy Spirit to my own heart, responding to Him, but believing that everything that He is saying is the truth. I just believe it. I don't feel anything right now. Sometimes I do. Right now I'm not feeling anything, but I still believe. I believe that I'm standing before the throne of grace right now. And what I see is the Lord stretching out His hand, and it's a hand of favor. And I believe He's saying to me, you give my favor to my people now because they have favor in my sight and they have favor with man. And so I just release that. So I'm receiving that. I'm receiving that now by faith. And so I would be able to say, I'm receiving favor in heaven for the people of God. And now I'm going to respond. I'm going to bring it down. I believe I have it now. And I release it to you. I speak the blessing of the Lord's favor over your life now in Jesus' name. So what I've done is I've ascended. And that was a very quick time. Usually when you are in your own devotion time, you have so much longer. And I like to use a journal as well and journal what I'm getting and just savor it in the Lord and then worship Him for what He is showing you. But that is a simplified encounter there.
So hold your head up and recognize that when Patricia opens a realm, it's not just for her. It's for whosoever she prays for. Mm-hmm. And I heard this, she just opened the realm of favor.
Favor.
Yeah.